When you realize an influencer is just someone who influences your audience, it opens up the realm of possibility for how you create your influence marketing plans and who you tap as influencers. For example, how are you leveraging your CSR partners and PR experts? Hi, my name is Sarah Panous. I've spent the last 2 decades driving digital content for billion-dollar brands. Now, I help content marketers build winning brand storytelling strategies and reduce feelings of overwhelm and confusion. Join me as we discuss strategy, creativity, confidence, and building a better connection with your audience. Think of this as a creative content marketing jam session mixed with chicken soup for the soul. This is the Marketing with Empathy podcast.
You may know you're listening to this show along the Marketing Podcast Network, but did you know there are other great shows on MPN to help your business? Christy Hyler hosts a fantastic podcast called Own It. Christy, tell us more about the show.
Own It is all about celebrating women and non-binary advertising agency owners. We talk about buying out of the Boys Club of Advertising because less than 1% of ad agencies are owned by women.
And where can people subscribe?
You can find the podcast at untilyouownit.com. We're also on the Marketing Podcast Network at marketingpodcast.net. And of course, you can subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
You heard her. Go subscribe.
Hey, hey, Kindred Speakers. Welcome back to another episode of the Marketing with Empathy podcast. I'm so thankful that you are here. And if this is your first time, welcome to the show. So today I'm going to talk about, I'm going to continue a conversation I've been having on this show regarding influence marketing plans. And based on my experience leading influencer marketing programs for very large brands throughout my career the last 20 years, I've outlined like 6 categories of influencers that brands can leverage. Every category is not right for every brand. It really just depends, but I want to help expand the thinking around influence marketing because I think a lot of people think of influencers and they think of one thing. Usually they'll think of social influencers or celebrities, and influencers is so much more than that. So I've already spoken about social creators and your customers, 2 of my categories of influence marketers. And the third category I define is what I call A-listers and celebrities. So that's the third. And the final 2 categories that I'm going to discuss today are what I call CSR amplifiers and PRable experts. So as I've shared before on this show, my first experience with influencer marketing was earlier in my career when I worked on the agency side, helping develop influencer capabilities at an agency that I worked at in Boston back in like the early 2000s. And at that time, influencer marketing was a relatively new term that marketing teams were considering and talking about. And I remember working on this huge influencer program for a major bottled water company to support the launch of a new health water that targeted women. And we first wanted to tap into influencers as a thought leadership group to give us feedback on the product. And then if they liked it, tap into them to help spread awareness around the new health water with their communities. And it was a very large mass influencer approach where we literally found thousands of influencers who shared their feedback with us on the product with the brand and then notified us of like collaboration opportunities, like sponsoring large events that we wouldn't have like known about otherwise. Some became PR spokespeople for us, others, you know, to answer reporter questions about like the health aspects of the product. And then that first group referred us to others, and then the program grew into tens of thousands of influencers across the country that had influence in their network in the health and wellness space. And to this day, that definitely remains the largest organized influencer program that I've personally worked on. And, you know, later in my career, it really changed. And most of my experience lately has been around much smaller programs revolving around like focusing on a handful of influencers, like handpicked to build really meaningful, long-term, bigger scale relationships with and activations with them, you know, throughout the course of a full year. And then I've also spent a lot of time tapping into brands' existing customer loyalty programs to drive engagement, advocacy, and referrals, you know, across all of your existing customer base. Because as I talk about in a previous podcast episode, customers are a huge influence for your brand, your customers, your existing existing folks are the ones that are referring and repeat buying and donating their time or services, et cetera, to your brand. And so I love working with like the customer side of it and thinking about how your storytelling content can engage them, how you can include them in your storytelling content as well. It's like a beautiful cycle. So neither approach is better than the other. It just really all depends what you're trying to approach. And as I shared way back on episode 7, an influencer is anyone who influences your audience. It can be anyone. I'm going to repeat it again. An influencer is anyone who influences your audience. That's the definition of influence marketing. I talk about it with Jason Falls in a previous, in his book, Winfluence, on a previous episode. So, you know, for example, it can be the mom next door, your employee, a social influencer, a celebrity, the CEO of an organization, owners of your product, your customers, like I just talked about, any group of people that your audience listens to, is inspired by, and trust. That's an influencer by definition. So when a brand asks me if influencer marketing is right for them, I will always say yes, because I think influencer marketing is right for every single brand, because aren't we all trying to influence our audience? It just really depends what kind of influencers are right for your brand, because not all types of influencers are right for every brand. So, you know, I've said it before and I'll say it again, that influencers are 100% right for your brand as long as you're focusing on influencers who actually influence your audience. So that's why I believe influencer marketing is always going to be important for brands. And I just don't see a day when companies are stopped trying to spread word of mouth about how great they are and what they can do and, you know, why you should purchase them and invest in them. So after this quick commercial break, I'm going to dig into the final two categories of influencers as I define them, which are CSR amplifiers and PRable experts. So stick around. Get ready to create a rockstar content team at your corporation. Today's episode of Marketing with Empathy is brought to you by my Brand Storytelling Academy. Brand Storytelling Academy is an intimate 5-month group training program designed to help internal B2C and nonprofit teams attract top funnel leads to drive bottom funnel results. For 1/3 of the cost to hire a person on the team or onboard a high-level storytelling strategist, up to 5 people on your team can be developing and accelerating their brand storytelling skills. Learn to humanize your brand to connect with your audience. Develop confidence in brand storytelling skills, frameworks, and strategic mindset needed to advance in your career and enjoy your job more. 7x new and repeat engagement through empathy plus data-driven storytelling, and improve your existing team's strategic skills without having to hire more people. Think of it like a college certification program for your team, but you get the knowledge a lot quicker, and your professor, me, has 20 years of hands-on experience in the field. In addition to hearing from me, I'll have guest experts join, and each week you'll also connect and learn from other brand marketing professionals in the group. Curious? Fill out the application at kindredspeak.com/apply to learn more, and I'll be in touch to discuss if it's a good fit for your organization. Go to kindredspeak.com/apply.